Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie strikes out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sherry for a passed ball. Cepeda moves to second. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfi Tano takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCovey. Neal reaches second base with a double. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Don Larsen now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Alou moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Moran fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larsen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannell. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Cannell steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Neal is called out on strikes. one out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Matty Alou pinch hits for Don Larson. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-2 in the game. Willie takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willie moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou throws the ball into Amalfi Tano, who tags Neal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. One out. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Amalfi Tano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moran. Pagan moves to second. Tom Haller pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Haller reaches third base with a triple. Pagan scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.